inquiry into the impeachment of President Donald Trump is underway, the third hour having commenced at this very moment. The first witnesses of four to undergo cross-examination by both Democrats and Republicans today are Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves as the Director of European Affairs for the United States National Security Council. Sitting next door to Lieutenant was Jennifer Williams, who serves as a special advisor to Vice President Mike Pence on foreign policy matters. The main thrust of the two witnesses' testimony today centers on a July 25th phone call that they personally overheard between President Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, where the president is alleged to have suggested that Ukraine investigate one of President Trump's chief political rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden. Jennifer Williams was first to speak in her opening testimony.
During my closed-door deposition, members of the committee asked about my personal views and whether I had any concerns about the July 25th call. As I testified then, I found the July 25th phone call unusual because, in contrast to other presidential calls I had observed, it involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter.
A little later on in the morning, Chairman Adam Schiff asked Colonel Vindman's reaction to the phone call.
Chairman, without hesitation, I knew that I had to report this to the White House counsel. I had concerns, and it was my duty to report my concerns to the proper people in the chain of command.
His reasons for doing so?
It was inappropriate. It was improper for the president to request and to demand an investigation.
This is VOA News. A Moscow city court has upheld a court decision to prolong the pretrial detention of Paul Whelan, a U.S. citizen charged in Russia with espionage, until December the 29th. Lawyers for the detained former U.S. Marine, who has rejected the charges, had argued at an appeal hearing on November 19th that Whelan should be subjected to less restrictive detention, such as house arrest. The 49-year-old was arrested in Moscow on December the 2018 and accused of receiving classified information. Less than 200 student protesters remain barricaded inside a Hong Kong university that has been surrounded by riot police since Sunday. Over the past 24 hours, a slow trickle of people have left the campus either by attempting to flee or by surrendering to police, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
This campus is completely surrounded by riot police. Every now and then you see either groups or individuals try to flee campus to freedom. Now, police have given the protesters a single way out. They say, drop their weapons, come through this way, and you'll be arrested. That's not a deal that many students are willing to take, so instead, some of them are fleeing to freedom. We've seen dramatic escape attempts, some people rappelling down ropes from bridges to waiting motorcycles that have tried to escape the security cordons. Now, in most cases, it seems that those attempts have not been successful. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
The two students actually told VOA they were considering suicide. They were talked out of that, not clear how serious they were about those efforts. But it is clear that the situation as it enters its third day is getting even more serious. Mixed reaction from North Korea Monday as it announced that it views the U.S. decision to postpone joint military drills with South Korea as positive. However, the adoption of a U.N. resolution criticizing the North's human rights record has soured its desire to have denuclearization talks with Washington. North Korea on Monday said the U.S. had made another political provocation by supporting the resolution. The Trump administration is abandoning a U.S. policy that declared Israeli-Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank inconsistent with international law. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the move on Monday.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades.
Secretary Pompeo said Monday's reversal does not mean the United States is making up its mind at this time about the status of the West Bank, saying that question is part of a final peace deal. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.